it's Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Today's show, of course, sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon, where we are in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Come on out today. We are in Newark, Delaware, doing the show at Klondike Kate's. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Newark, Delaware. We're in Newark, right?
Yeah, we are in Newark,
Newark
Delaware. Yeah.
Newark, Delaware, yeah. Just want to say for all the gamers out there, it's the 45th anniversary of Pac-Man. So to all the gamers out there, game on. And it's mischief night, so it's probably going to be a little off the chain today.
It will be, yes. And this show could be off the chain. That's the way we usually are. I leave you guys to your own devices for one day, and I hear that you put Snoop Huntley as the number two quarterback in pro football. I got TK's got the Sixers in the NBA Finals. I mean, I had to come back to restore some order around here.
Well, TK's a little different. TK's already talking about, you know, TK's the type of guy that if a girl smiles at him, he's ready to go buy a wedding ring. If he wasn't married already.
Oh, yeah, he's got kids.
He's already married.
Yeah,
he's already married. But if he wasn't. Yeah. He would be that guy.
Yeah, he would be.
That would buy a wedding ring. I told him, and I tried to tell him, just enjoy the season, man. It's a great start. Tyrese Maxey is coming into his own, which I totally enjoy. And B.J. Ajakom looks great. He looks like he's going to be a player.
He does. Listen, we got a lot to talk about today. Week 9 in the NFL starts tonight. The Eagles, of course, on a bye, but a lot to discuss here. They made a trade yesterday, which we want to get to really kind of unpack what that means, what Howie Roseman did yesterday. We'll get to a Daily Dose A.J. Brown rumors, which never seem to stop here. And Temple head coach Casey Keeler is going to join us in a little bit. Hugh, before we jump into everything, though, I just want to – and Kyle, of course, back in the studio, and we're on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. We want to offer our condolences as a show, Hugh, to radio legends in this city yesterday passed on. Harry Donahue was with KYW for decades and decades. Temple football, Temple basketball. He was the voice a lot of people that grew up in the Delaware Valley heard calling those school cancellations back in the day with Snowman. Harry Donahue's voice was a big one in Philadelphia, and we wish condolences to his family. And then, of course, also Hugh, Pierre Robert, a music radio icon. I was in the car yesterday because I was out taking my son to a doctor's appointment. I heard Spike make the announcement. I never met Pierre.
I don't think I've met him either.
But everyone that gave their condolences today, I heard people call on the morning show. Everyone he seemed to run into over the 41 years he was in Philadelphia, he seemed to touch. He seemed like a wonderful guy. Loved music, obviously. And he was just, regardless of what station anyone's on, like when someone that's been here in this city and has that kind of impact for that many years passes on, we all feel it in the radio industry.
Yeah, I heard, like, I've never met him, Joe, but I heard he was a really nice person, man. I really did. I heard that he really was.
He seemed like a great person and an icon. I mean, 41 years doing what he did. So we wish our condolences to Pierre's family and Harry's family. And if you want to chime in today, if you knew those guys, if you met them, just obviously we're all familiar with their voices and their work for all those years, you're welcome on our show to give your condolences. Well, we wish real true condolences to the Pierre's family and Harry's family. All right, Hugh, so we got a lot to discuss today, but sometimes, Hugh, when there's an elephant in the room, right, on the Midday Show, we attack it. We don't let those elephants go. And sometimes they're bad elephants, right? Sometimes they're like, yeah. I mean, Odyssey paid handsomely for that elephant, so we got to use it when we have it. Hugh, sometimes there's those elephants like, uh-oh, we got to address this. And then other times, there's something like under our nose that is a good thing that I think we have to address.
And
we touched on a little bit on Monday when the show was coming to an end, but I don't think we're talking about this enough because it should be something that I would say, I don't know, 99% of the city of Philadelphia should embrace right now.
Was that the Sixers?
Well, no, we should embrace then. But I would say other than maybe Jack. I mean, I know they had the intervention yesterday for Jack.
That organic candy? He did wrong for that.
I actually don't mind the organic candy. But yesterday they were trying to have
to the wrong person.
They were trying to have an intervention for Jack on the Jalen Hurts front. And what a time to do it.
Oh, because Jack's a hater.
Yes, an admitted one. But what a time to do it on the Jalen Hurts front because, you know, we have ourselves here for the first time in, I would say, 4 years, is 2022. We have ourselves a quarterback who is a legitimate.
Legit threatament.
Not just a threatament. He's an NFL MVP candidate. And I would say right now, as we enter week nine, right, they're going to play the first game of week nine tonight, the Dolphins and the Ravens. I would say right now, Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the NFL MVP. I think there is a reasonable chance he's going to win the award. So he's 20-1 right now on FanDuel Sportsbook. And Hugh, I was kind of looking at it this morning, and your first thought is, well, I mean, is Jalen Hurts really going to win the award? And I don't know if he is, but I would say this. He checks a lot of boxes, and I think he's going to check a lot of boxes by the end of the season. So I always think with MVPs, they got to have a few things. They got to have the stats, right? They have to have some big numbers. Jalen Hurts' numbers are starting to pick up here. And we talked about last week the passing game and where it's been. It kept going last week, four touchdown passes. He now has 20 touchdowns to one interception, 20 total touchdowns to one pick.
That's pretty impressive.
We're not even halfway through the season. I mean, guys, you don't have to be that big of a mathematician to do the math. If he gets close to 40 total touchdowns and 5 to 7 interceptions, that's MVP numbers. And he might be better than that when it comes to interceptions. So the stats are there for the first time for him since 2022. He also has the narrative. Last year, he did not have the narrative, Hugh. The narrative on the Eagles was what? Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
That's not the story of the Eagles this year. The running game has not been there. I know it was on Sunday, and Saquon had his first big game. But this year, as the Eagles have gotten to 6-2, they're not there because of Saquon Barkley and his stats. They're not there because the number one defense. If you have to assign some sort of credit to the 2025 Eagles, Jalen Hurts is probably the first place you look. It's not like last year. And then you throw in the drama of A.J. Brown. He has to overcome all this other stuff going on around the team. So he's got the stats. He has the narrative. And he's got a path to be the one seed. If you look up, Hugh, at guys that win the MVP, they're usually on the number one seed. Right? Wild card quarterbacks, wild card players don't get the MVP. It's usually a guy that leads his team to 13 or 14 wins. Well, the Eagles have a chance to get there, especially in this division. So I see the stats. I see a path to the one seed. I see the narrative. And I look at the competition right now, and here are the names above him in MVP odds. I got Patrick Mahomes. He beat him already this year. Josh Allen gets a chance to beat him late December. Drake May, it's a wonderful story. He's also been sacked the second most times in the NFL. I wonder if he's going to stay healthy. Matthew Stafford, Jalen Hurts beat him. Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Hurts can beat him. They play each other the next few weeks. And then Jonathan Taylor, he's had a great year, but we saw it last year. Running backs don't win this award anymore. Hugh, I'm thinking about betting on it right now. 20-1, Jalen Hurts to win the NFL MVP. I think it's a smart bet. Hugh, what are you feeling this morning?
Well, I will say this before I go into my little spiel. I did bet on that. I think it's a long shot, but I like the odds. $2 is going to give me like $44. So,
wow, we can't say anything to you after
that. Big spender, you know
me. Uh-oh.
Get that $44. It's going to buy me some bread and some soda.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I was going to say eggs, but I'm not so sure these days.
Yeah, the eggs. That's not my price bracket. But I would say that, you know, you've rattled off some compelling stats. No question about that. But I feel like a lot of times when it comes to, especially when it comes to MVP, it's about popularity. It's about timing. It's kind of like, you know, the college football awards and stuff like that. And I think that the guy, even though you didn't mention his name, I think that Josh Daniels is going to be a real threat to get that award because of what he's been able to do in Indianapolis. Indianapolis since he's been there,
man. Oh, Daniel Jones.
You said Josh Daniels,
and I was wondering
Daniel
who that
Jones.
Is.
That's what I meant. Daniel
Danny
Jones.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Daniel Jones. I think it's going to be Daniel Jones, man, because of the story that he's been. And the fact that, you know, Jim Irsay's daughter, she's been on the sideline, and she's been an integral part in that. I just think that's the feel-good story in the NFL. A lot of times when we look at these MVP voting and everything like that, it feels like it's more about a popularity contest and the feel-good side of the NFL. And it just feels like Daniel Jones, is that guy right
now. I mean, there is a Josh Allen. There is a Jaden Daniels.
I didn't put two people's names together.
The funny part is when you first said, I thought you were referencing one of Allen or Daniels. You know, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels. In fact, you were referencing neither.
No, it wasn't. Daniel Jones. That's what I was referencing. But that's the feel-good story, man. When you look at, especially, and I feel like this, Joe, especially coming off the heels of what Saquon Barkley did when he left the Giants.
Yeah.
And to have another player who was vilified, ridiculed, whatever you want to say, was considered a bust in New York.
Sure.
To have him go somewhere else and have two players go back to back and have really, really good seasons, I think that's the storyline.
So it is a big story. And by the way, Daniel Jones is tied with Jalen Hurts, 20-1 odds to win the MVP right now. So the odds right now are Mahomes, Allen, May, Stafford, Love, Jonathan Taylor, Jared Goff, and then Baker, Hurts, Daniel Jones, all at 20-1. Look, I'm not telling you Jalen Hurts is definitely going to win it, but I think it's a smart bet at 20-1.
I took it.
I know you did, but
I took it.
But now you're telling me Daniel Jones is going to win. Jaden Daniels.
No, I just feel like
Josh Allen.
When you think about the NFL,
Hurts hater Hugh Douglas.
No, I'm not. But when you think about the NFL.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And you think about, okay, Jalen Hurts is playing well. But what do you think the knock is going to be on Jalen Hurts? He's on a stacked roster.
See, I think that was clearly the knock last year. I don't think that's the case this year. The Eagles' defense, I haven't looked it up. But what do you think it ranks? Middle of the pack?
Yeah.
10th, maybe?
Yeah.
It's not last year's defense. He doesn't have last year's running game. A.J. Brown's now going to – he already missed the game, and who knows what's going on the next week, right? Mm-hmm. And there's obviously drama. So I actually think of all the years, this is the year where Jalen Hurts' case matches up with – the best stats he's had in 4 years. And look at the passing game. It's starting to percolate here the last few weeks. If he keeps going, like, I'm telling you this. I'm going to make a prediction right now. If the Eagles win their next two games, which would be over the Packers in Green Bay and then over the Lions here in Philadelphia, right? That would mean he would play Jared Goff, who's ahead of him in the odds. Jordan Love is ahead in the odds. And the Eagles would be the number one seed in the NFC at that point.
Mm-hmm.
If they win the next two games and Jalen Hurts plays well in each of those games, that means he'll have beaten Baker, Stafford, Love, Goff this season. He's going to be right there with Mahomes and Allen as the MVP favorite entering, you know, the middle of November.
And you know what? With all that being said, you have a pundit, and he's one of our good friends that refuses to give him his props.
Who's that?
Jack.
You think Jack Fritz is going to cost Jalen Hurts
MVP? No. What I'm saying is this: I think Jack is a microcosm of how larger pundits see it. Because everything you said is true, and we've talked about Jalen a lot over the last couple of weeks, and some of it's been good, and some of it's been bad, but it's been better lately. But you still have those individuals that are in positions that are still not going to give him his props.
I hear that, and I don't think if we're talking about talent, like physical talent, he'll ever be considered the same as an Allen or a Mahomes. But this is the first time, I would say, in 4 years, the numbers are starting to match – the wins, right?
Yeah.
Like the wins are always there. And that's like, you give him credit, you give whatever. But again, he has 20 total touchdowns to one interception. If he does that in the second half and they end up the one seed and he's close to 40 touchdowns and five or fewer picks, that's MVP stuff. That's how guys win MVP.
I would say this. Jalen, in order for Jalen to win it, it has to be a no-brainer. It has to be those numbers you just said, like 40 TDs and something like that. It has to be that because – and I'm not picking on Jack, but...
Well, that's okay. You can pick on Jack.
You're definitely picking on Jack.
This is the
third time you mentioned him so far.
No, but I'm saying because it's
the intervention didn't work yesterday,
I feel like it's one of those things where it's a bigger picture in there. Because no matter what Jalen does, you just have some individual. And I respect Jack for that, for sticking to his guns. And he doesn't like Jalen, and he's sticking to that.
So I think you have a point on there's some people probably out there that vote on this.
They're going to refuse to give him those props.
It could be. I do think this is different than last year. The roster is not as loaded around him. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Emmanuel Acho a couple days ago reacting after the Eagles took apart the Giants. I talk about Hurts and that MVP candidacy.
Jalen Hurts has to be in the MVP conversation because I'm watching a game today. I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. In the midst of all the wide receiver distractions and sometimes disregard the distractions, in the midst of the absence of A.J. Brown, you go out there and you get four touchdowns versus a New York Giants team that's incredibly hungry, that's incredibly ticked off, and that's just coming off of a loss versus the Denver Broncos and has probably the best overall pass rush in the National Football League. You ain't got A.J. Brown. So you go out there and you do it with Smitty, Jahan Dotson, and Dallas Goedert. You're finally starting to get active. The week before, you go out there and you get 3 touchdowns with no interceptions. Now, all of a sudden, Jalen Hurts has 15 passing touchdowns. These are not tush-push touchdowns, people. 15 passing touchdowns and 5 rushing touchdowns to just one interception? These are MVP-type numbers. I don't know if anybody in football, you'll have to go fact-check me, I don't know if anybody in football has more total touchdowns than Jalen Hurts when you include the passing and the rushing. This is not one of those years where Jalen Hurts has 17 rushing touchdowns and 23 passing touchdowns. That's not what I'm talking about.
He's right. I mean, he's right. Last year, I felt, was the opposite. Last year, I said on this radio station, he was a passenger in the car riding to a Super Bowl. He's not this year. The offensive line, we've all seen him, hasn't been as great. The running back has not been as prolific. The wide receiver, his numbers are down, and there's trade rumors about him every day. The constant on the offense has been Hurts. That's MVP stuff. I mean, that's what, and they're on their path. Now, they got to finish it, but they're on a path to have a high seed again in the NFC playoffs. Let's hear Ray Dittinger chiming in a couple days ago on this subject. Seems like he leans more towards you, Hugh, where, yeah, he might deserve it, but maybe won't get it. Here is Ray Dittinger.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, you know, in terms of what you mean by most valuable player, yeah, I think so. But, I mean, as the votes would go down, you know, I don't know that Jalen's ever really going to put up those kinds of numbers. I mean, look at the numbers that Daniel Jones is putting up right now. I mean, you're talking about the MVP. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like totally out of left field that we could be having a discussion about Daniel Jones as an MVP. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you look at the way that team is playing and the way he's playing, he would be in that. And I think that if you get to that total season MVP award, I don't know that Jalen's numbers will ever be those kinds of numbers that would get the votes that he would need to win it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he isn't. You know what I mean?
I think
that in terms of what he means and in terms of what he does and in terms of the way he wins, to me, he's an MVP candidate every year.
Mental gymnastics. That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking a shot at Ray Diddy, but he gave you every reason why Jalen shouldn't be the MVP except the reason why he should be the MVP.
The one thing he left out, though, and I think it's fair to point out, there's another MVP candidate next to Daniel Jones in his backfield, right? Like, Jonathan Taylor is above him in the odds. So, like, Jones has played well, Hugh. I mean, if he's going to get votes, I wouldn't be surprised at that. He's played great. But it's like last year, right? Like, Jalen played well at times, but he had Saquon next to him.
And it's going to be different.
Yep.
Because the whole story. Now, Jonathan Taylor's name has been mentioned more in the last couple of weeks.
Boy, he's got like 3 touchdowns a week. He's been amazing.
The bottom line is Daniel Jones is the story. This is a quarterback-driven league. And the feel-good stories about that position and the resurrection stories are the things that move the meter. Mm-hmm. Remember when Geno Smith came back and he was with Seattle?
Yeah.
And he was the feel-good story? Look at him now. You know what I mean? Because that's the one position in the NFL that moves the meter without a doubt, and to have Daniel Jones go from being considered one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL last year, Joe, to be considered one of the best this year, that's the storyline. That's the narrative.
It's a big one. 215-592-9494. Live at Klondike Case today.
Let me go
ahead
and bet on that, too.
Guy's betting Daniel Jones to win the MVP. What is happening around? Kyle, what are you feeling as we are entering week 9 here, and I feel like Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the MVP.
I might put $4 on that.
Okay. You must done
that. Can't bet in Delaware. My bad. I got away.
Just wait till you get home. We're trying to do a show here.
My bad.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Okay, thank you. So, like, the numbers that you rattled off there, the numbers Acho rattled off there, kind of snuck up on me a little bit, mm-hmm. admittedly. Like, when you put it into that perspective, you're like, man, like, those – you extrapolate that over a whole season, like those are kind of numbers that I can picture someone winning MVP.
A big old word too.
It's not. Big word. It's really not.
Big old word.
I think we could figure it out.
Yeah, and like if
double it, Hugh.
Yeah.
Just double his number.
And if we're talking about them going through this little stretch here, playing the Lions, the Packers, the Cowboys, like they get through that, like 2-1 maybe, or like you know even 3-0, then he probably skyrockets up that list of mm-hmm. Guys with the MVP odds. So like he's plus 2,000 right now, I think I saw.
Yeah.
On FanDuel. Like, I think that's a pretty smart bet. Just like looking at it from where we are right now, like he could rise up that very quickly. And I agree with you, sort of like last season, it was Saquon Barkley, it was the defense, and Hurts was sort of like third or tertiary, I guess, in like the hierarchy of why the Eagles are winning football games. But now, if you kind of like zoom out on this whole thing, Saquon's not having a good season. The defense isn't really as good as, it's not even close to as good as it was last year. Like, the Eagles are winning games probably mostly because of Jalen Hurts. AJ Brown's not even having that good of a season. Like,
and that's how you win the MVP.
That's exactly right.
It reminds me of 2022. Yep. 2022, and I know there's a lot of people out there probably going to say, well, they'll never vote for Jalen Hurts. The media hates Jalen Hurts. He would have won the MVP in 22 if he didn't get hurt. I mean, he was the favorite right there at Mahomes. I think I had a pretty sizable bet on him that year. I think he was going to win the MVP, if not for getting hurt in that game in Chicago. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Good morning, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, Will. What's up?
All right. You know, Jalen, yes, he should be mentioned in them categories, man, because, like, you know, what don't you like about Jalen? I mean, he overcomes everything that people say he can't do. And he shows everybody. But what I want to say is, like, with Daniel Jones, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, once you get to build a team around these guys, right, and you give them good, like, a good offensive coordinator, they can show you what they can do, especially with Jalen. As you see now that the playbook is being expanded, that the players is being activated, now we're moving the ball, man. And this is all that Jalen ever needed. And you know, a lot of people may argue that. But as you see his performance in the Super Bowl, and both Super Bowls, and the season right now, man, like, long as we got them good plays coming in, he's going to execute them. Even though he was uncomfortable with doing what he was doing this season, guess what? He's starting to get comfortable.
Well, you could see that. Look at the last few weeks. I mean, the last few weeks, his numbers are on par with anybody. We're talking about for that 3-week span before this last game, it was 300 yards a game. And then this last game, he didn't have as many yards, but he threw for 4 touchdowns.
And like, why would you want to give a man an MVP?
Come on, Hugh. Why wouldn't you want to give the man the MVP?
Hater Hugh.
Come on.
Whatever it takes to win. If he's got to improve whatever, he do it every year since he's been a starter.
See, Will gets
so
it. Will should be a voter.
Get his man his flowers this season, man. He deserves it. And guess what? We're going to keep winning. And Jalen, listen, keep doing what you need to do, baby. AJ, listen, we need you to get on board, baby. We're looking for a repeat, baby, and we're going to need you.
Now we're talking, Will. We appreciate the phone call. All right, 215-592-9494. I think Jalen Hurts right now is checking every box of an NFL MVP. The numbers are there. For the first time in a few years, the numbers are there. He's beaten already some of this competition. He's got a chance to beat head-to-head the rest of the competition. They have an inside track to the one seed, and he's got the narrative this time. This is not about the Eagles' defense this year. It's not about their running game this year. It's not about their offensive line this year. Jalen's been the constant. I think Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the NFL MVP. Agree, disagree. Where do you come down? Hater Hugh disagrees here. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, coming up on the other side, Howie made a trade yesterday. The deadline is coming up on Tuesday. Howie Roseman made a trade for a cornerback. We're going to unpack it. It's not as simple as, hey, we got this guy. Plug him in on the outside. No, it's a little more complicated. He could be a good player, but how do the Eagles use him? What is the next domino to fall? That's next. Midday Show live at Klondike Kate's Restaurant in Saluda, Newark, Delaware. Come on out. Enjoy food and drink specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.